I had a wonderful vision last night. I will do my best to describe it. Last night the air was full of the grace coming into the field of humanity through the ongoing coronal mass ejections. Sometimes it felt like nectar, thick like honey, deep and nourishing. The soul of Earth, the astral plane, had for a week been roiling and clearing. My experience of reality had been shifting moment to moment, and this shifting had been accelerating all day. By nightfall, the panorama of earthly scenes and scenarios came and went in the wink of an eye, interspersed with moments of peaceful tranquility, with a footing in what I've in this lifetime known as reality. I took a rest at nightfall, and when I awoke, the air was blurry. Was I going through a veil? I heard this gentle admonition, "Go out in the backyard. Waste not a moment, do it now." So I did. The moment I stepped outdoors, the air became more clear. In the dark, cool night, as I stood in the backyard, I heard a motor vehicle drive up and park on the street in front of my house, and the threat energy intensified. Then I felt the soles of my feet on the ground. I saw the distant, gentle starshine, and noticed that the coyotes, with their rustling, and their melodious poignant songs, had gone off somewhere. All was still. I said to myself, "I will go to the front yard and stand in conscious awareness before this threat energy." The minute I thought that, I heard the engine start, and the vehicle sped away. As I walked toward the house, I remembered a lifetime in a village in Southeast Asia. I was a strong young man. There was a threat of a tiger on the prowl. I walked to my back porch, to the patio door, and saw a reflection of myself. The dress and blanket I was wearing, and my reflected face, shifted to the image of that young Asian monk. Then it shifted again, to another, older monk, with the left side of his face greatly disfigured by the claws of a tiger. I watched his eyes, and saw that, for him, the wounding was countered by the steady calm of his soul. And I remembered the story,